I am a dad. Now what? My own experience. Written by Larry Fleetwood. Narrated by Justice McGonagall. Chapter 1. Growing up. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That is in the Bible. And I'm sure if you're raised in the church or have been in the church for any length of time, you have heard or read this scripture. You know what it takes to become a man, or you have been told at least what is expected out of you. I, for one, do not believe that I was. All I can recall being taught was how to be a Christian growing up, because my parents wholeheartedly believed Jesus would come back before I ever saw manhood. I was taught how to pray, how to worship in the church services, and how to behave as a young man. I was told to respect my elders and was disciplined harshly if I disobeyed the rules. I never once imagined life past childhood, and as I aged, I dealt with life as I was told to by my parents and grandparents. I cannot even recall thinking what I wanted to be when I grew up because, well, I thought Jesus was coming back any moment, and our goal in life was to always stay prepared. I remember lying in bed at night as a child, worried that I had sinned in some way during the day. So I would fall asleep repenting for anything I could think of. That is hard on a child and gives absolutely no room for thinking about the next stage in development. I never dreamed about the future or what I would be doing in 5 or even 10 years down the road. So when I reached adulthood, I had no clue as to what to do. If I acted concerned or voiced how I felt, I was told there was no way I could have that much on my mind. And in all actuality, I was scared to death of growing up. I began having feelings toward the young girls at church, and I knew I wanted a girlfriend, but that was never allowed, as both my parents were ministers and we had to live a life above reproach. We as their children had to walk a strict life and show that we were all about Christ and nothing else. We did not watch television, read newspapers, or have any outside influence that was not godly. It was not allowed. I understand that the Bible tells us we are in this world, but we are not of it. But it also says for us to occupy until He comes. For me, that means to make good of our time and, yes, be prepared for His coming, but whether He comes for us alive or through the grave. I was so confused when I became an adult, as school was an issue for my parents, and we were encouraged to quit going when we reached the legal age.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?